There's a social media label that's been viewed around the world, hashtag Panama Papers. The hashtag refers to the massive leak of documents that show how a Panamanian law firm has helped the world's rich, famous, and infamous hide their money. But for many in the small Central American country, the scandal and that hashtag couldn't have come at a worse time, and some are fighting back, NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Upset that their country has been reduced to a hashtag, Panamanians are filling their Twitter feeds and Facebook pages with this tourism ad. At the end of the 40-second promo showcasing Panama City's skyscraper-filled coastline, stunning white sand beaches, and exotic animals, a dark screen reads, "We don't want delinquents, money launderers, or frauds. Panama is a true paradise with hospitable and honest people."
No se puede calificar a todo un país por las acciones de una u otra persona.
You can't judge a whole country by the actions of just one person, says Javier Roset Gonzalez, a Panamanian civil engineer. Roset is referring to the actions of Mossack Fonseca, the Panama City-based law firm at the center of the financial scandal.
Había un bufete solamente implicado en este asunto.
It's only one firm implicated in this, says Roset. He's worried his country is getting a bad rap and that his international clients, including Americans and South Koreans, may stop investing here. He says a bad group of lawyers doesn't mean the whole legal system of Panama is corrupt. In fact, Panama's banking and legal system had been getting positive marks for improvement. In February, a respected international transparency group removed Panama from its so-called gray list. Eric Olson of the Wilson Center in Washington, D.C., says Panamanian lawmakers also had recently passed laws strengthening financial reporting.
It's kind of unfair to just tarnish Panama as a country with all these scandals.
Many of the offshore accounts created by the law firm were set up in countries throughout the world, including the United States. But he says while Panama is moving toward being more transparent, it still has a lot of work left to do.
You know, it's a dollarized economy. They've made this a priority. They attract the good and the bad and the ugly.
And its refusal to sign on to some international rules on tax and financial disclosures isn't helping either. That hasn't stopped some prominent citizens from fighting back against the international scorn unleashed since the Panama Papers leaked and the hashtag circled the globe. President Juan Carlos Varela says his country welcomes all outside scrutiny. These types of challenges strengthen us as a country fighting for financial transparency, Varela said on national television. Alfredo Mota, who runs an economic development think tank and is a member of the richest family in the country, says Panama's economy is solid, one of the strongest in the world today. And he adds banking and legal services are just a small part of what makes up the country.
Panama is much more than that. Panama is tourism, Panama is agriculture, Panama is the canal, so we have much more than that.
And as the newest hashtag tweeted by Panama's supporter says, Panama is not papers. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.